Good evening. We're conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their states and individual communities. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answers the survey. To begin and to make sure that we are talking to people of all ages, and what is the year of your birth?
Excuse me, who are you calling for, from, what?
Yes, we're an independent research company located in Miami, and we would love to hear your opinion. This is about the quality of life in Philadelphia, the specific survey.
I guess. How long does it take?
Anything between 10 minutes, depending on your answers, between 10 to 15 minutes.
All right, go ahead.
Thank you. Now, to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what year were you born? What is the year of your birth?
1947.
47, thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And if that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native?
White, I guess.
White. Yeah. Thank you. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you. Now, when thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you rate it as poor, only fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
And below, there is a list of issues. Which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia? You may select up to three. Homelessness, crime and public safety, the cost of housing and rent, jobs and the economy, healthcare, inflation and the cost of living, public school funding, corruption in city government, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, city services like trash pickup, public transportation, or gun violence?
I would say crime and public education, funding for public
education. Mm-hmm. And the last one? Or are those the only ones?
Well, every one of them is an issue. Let's say, I forget what the rest of them was.
Anything that stuck out, I can match it to the one.
Well, I would say the opioid. I remember. Yeah.
So that would be the opioid and fentanyl crisis, public school funding, and crime and public safety.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel, and if you don't know or have never heard of the person or people or group, please just let me know. The first one is the Philadelphia Department of Streets.
5.
Your local police officers.
6.
The next one is Council Member Kenyatta Johnson.
You know, I don't know, so I just don't know.
Never heard of her or...
I've heard, but I don't know how I feel about it.
On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means very cold and unfavorable, 5 is neutral, and 10 is very warm and favorable, where do you fall?
I guess 5, neutral.
Thank you. The next one is District Attorney Larry Krasner.
7.
The next one is Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel.
5.
The next one is SEPTA.
Excuse me, who?
SEPTA, or S-E-P-T-A.
Anthony, who?
S-E-P-T-A, SEPTA.
I'm 5, I have no idea. Okay, 5.
Okay. That's fine. Or you have never heard of them?
I think so. I mean, spell okay. It again.
S-E-P-T-A.
Oh, SEPTA. You mean SEPTA, yes. The SEPTA. Organization. SEPTA.
Yes.
How do I feel about SEPTA? 6.
6. Thank you. And the next one is Mayor Sherelle Parker.
5.
Governor Josh Shapiro.
7.
The Philadelphia Police Department.
6.
And the last one for the list is the Philadelphia City Council.
4.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you disapprove or approve of the way Sherelle Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
You know, I don't know. So is there an answer that it is, I don't know?
We do have a scale. We have a strongly disapprove, somewhat disapprove, somewhat approve, or strongly approve.
I just feel like I don't know her well enough yet. So what is number 2?
Somewhat disapprove or somewhat approve. That is some...
I would say... Somewhat approve. I really don't know.
Thank you. Now, and do you disagree or agree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community in city government.
Are looking out? Is that do I agree
looking
or disagree? Are looking out for us? I disagree.
And do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Now, here's a list of issues that might impact Philadelphians' daily life. After each one, please rate on a scale of 0 to 10 your level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood, where 10 means that you are highly satisfied with the issue in your neighborhood, 5 means you are neither satisfied nor dissatisfied with the issue, and 0 means you are highly dissatisfied with the issue in your neighborhood. Once again, you may select any number between 0 and 10.
Okay, yeah.
The first one is public safety.
Six.
The condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities.
8.
The condition of roads and infrastructure.
What was it? What an infrastructure? I'm sorry.
The condition of roads and infrastructure.
And infrastructure. Oh, 6.
The next one is access to affordable housing.
7.
7. The next one is the quality of education in public schools.
6.
Since we just want to know if you are satisfied.
6. Okay. Say 6. Okay. I mean, I'm really not satisfied, but I don't want them to use it against the public education system.
Thank you.
Go on.
Now, the cost of rent?
Is the cost of rent?
Of rent.
Is that what... 4.
The next one is access to public transportation.
4.
And the last one for this list is the availability of good paying jobs.
Seven.
Thank you very much. Now, in your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting worse, staying about the same, or getting better compared to last year?
Getting better.
Thank you. And would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead? Would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead?
Just keeping.
Staying about the same. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, below, we have a list of goods and services that Philadelphians might regularly spend money on. Please select the 2 or 3 goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. You may select once again up to 3. The list goes on like this. Utilities, gas, electricity, and internet. Healthcare, including prescription. Yes?
All right. So I'm supposed to choose the ones, say that again, that I think the city should be investing in?
Yes. It's the goods of services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses.
Okay.
The list goes. Utilities, gas, electricity, and internet. That's one item. Healthcare, including prescription drugs.
Yeah.
Education, okay. Healthcare, paying down debt, public transportation, groceries, rent, recreation and entertainment, personal care, and gas.
All right. So I'm concerned about the cost. What was the first one? Groceries. And then I'm concerned. Yeah. I'm concerned about the cost of healthcare in general. And I need 3. And this is the cost of it to the person who is buying this service. It's not the cause of what? Give me a few more possibilities on the list.
Yes. First, you have healthcare, including prescription drugs, groceries, and the other ones were utility, gas, electricity, and internet, education.
All right. Well, utility. Okay. Did I give you utilities and internet? Yes.
No, but we can check it.
Okay.
Thank you. So that would be utilities, gas, electricity, and internet, healthcare, including prescription drugs, and groceries.
Right. Right. Good.
Thank you. Now, thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crime? Are you not at all concerned, not that concerned, somewhat concerned, or very concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. And how often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say never, rarely, a few times a month, a few times a week, or every day?
Was barely, rarely, rarely,
rarely.
Barely. Well, yes, rarely.
Rarely. Thank you. Now, do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends the right amount, too little, or too much on the police department?
Okay. Which department?
The police department in general.
Oh, on the police department?
Yes.
Do I think they spend too little, too much? What was it? Too little, too much? Tell me.
Yes. The right amount, too little, or too much on the police department?
The right amount.
The right amount. Thank you. Now, here's a list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. After each one, please indicate whether you believe that the session will make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer if the city implemented it. Aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets and impound illegal vehicles.
I would feel, so what's the choice? More secure?
Much safer, somewhat safer, what? A little bit.
Okay, somewhat safer.
Somewhat safer, thank you. The next one is begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the street.
Much safer.
Expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries.
Somewhat safe.
Declare a public safety emergency in the city.
What was it? It's somewhat safer, much safer. What's the one below? Somewhat safer.
Much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer.
A little bit safer.
Thank you. The next one is hire 15 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victim advocates.
Much safer.
And the last one for this list is close the open-air drug market in Kensington.
I don't know if that would make what kind of difference. Much safer.
Much safer. Thank you. Now, in a few words, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Cheryl Parker recently?
What have I seen or heard about Mayor Cheryl Parker recently? Have you seen or heard anything about Cheryl Parker recently? Not much. Sorry.
Not much. And what do you remember or something that you would like to highlight?
I would like to highlight the importance of doing something about public education in this city. That, to me, is my top concern. Public schools, funding of public schools, not charter schools, public schools.
Public schools. Thank you very much. Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the City Council. Please indicate two or three items that you think should be the highest priority for the mayor and elected officials in 2024. Once again, you may select up to three. Get guns off the streets. Address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, invest in community development, hire more police officers, foster small businesses and local jobs, remove homeless encampments, reduce juvenile crime, support more affordable housing, improve the city's infrastructure, improve our school and education, tackle the opioid crisis, or improve public transportation.
Improve school public education. I think improve transportation because, and then what was the public safety one? I can't remember.
Let me go back over here. That was, I don't think that we have one. Let me go over the list again.
There were some related to public safety. I can't remember what they were.
It was get guns off the streets, address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, invest in community development, hire more police officers, foster small businesses and local jobs, remove homeless encampments, reduce juvenile crime. Support more affordable housing.
Okay, yeah. I would say get guns off the streets.
Okay. Thank you. So get gun of the streets, improve our school and education, and improve and public transportation.
Well, I would say even take off, improve public transportation, mm-hmm. and encourage, what was it, community development?
Invest in community development.
Yeah. Now, I can only add three. Is that correct?
Yes. For this one, we do.
All right. Yeah. Invest in community development.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We're halfway mm-hmm. there, but we're almost finished.
Okay.
Now, here's a list of specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. After each one, please indicate on a scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy. Where a 10 means that you feel that you strongly support the policy, a 5 means you neither support nor oppose the policy, and a 0 means that you strongly oppose the policy. Once mm-hmm. again, you may select any number from 0 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is add 15 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victim advocates to better serve residents.
10.
Invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city.
10.
Keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers.
Say that again. Keep
tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers.
7.
The next one is add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations in neighborhoods afflicted by crime.
8.
Invest $119 million in new funding for our city's public schools.
10.
Invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalk sweeping and litter removal.
7.
Thank you. The next one is provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along business districts, making them more attractive to shoppers.
7.
Invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives, like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets.
7.
And the last one for the list is provide $100 million for treatment and triage facilities for people suffering a form of drug addiction and mental illness.
8.
Thank you very much. Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring 25,000 city all Philadelphia employees to return to the office, and in the pandemic era hybrid or work from home practice. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support ending work from home for city employees and requiring them back in the office full time?
Is there another option for this, or is that the question?
We have a scale. Do you strongly oppose?
Oh, right, right. Okay. 6.
Oh, the scale is strongly oppose, somewhat oppose, neither support or oppose, somewhat support, or strongly support.
Somewhat. What was it? Somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchanges and will not allow any of the funds coming from a recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes or other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchanges can come from private charities. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the decision to end city support for needle exchange programs?
4.
So that would translate into strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Oh, I forgot. strongly oppose, I think, on the basis. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools, which would keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of trouble. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the decision to end city support for a year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools?
I think it's a horrible. I oppose it.
And do you strongly oppose it or just somewhat?
Somewhat oppose it.
Thank you. Now, well, the next few questions are just for statistical purposes only. Now, how often would you say you watch, listen to, or read about news and current events in the past year? Would you say every day, a few times a week, a few
every
times
day.
A month?
Every
Thank
day.
You. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
A Democrat.
And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Thank you. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'd say very liberal.
Very liberal. Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family or friend? Live with a family member or friend or something else?
We own our house.
Thank you. Now, which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight? Lesbian or gay? Bisexual or something else?
Heterosexual.
Thank you. And do you identify as transgender or non-binary?
No.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
All right. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? Did you vote
for
Joe?
Yeah. Go on.
Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican.
Yeah, I voted for Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, before we finish the survey, below are some potential news sources. Please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from. Local news stations, Power 99, YouTube, CNN, NPR or Y or Facebook, Philadelphia Daily News, Fox News, TikTok, New York Times, X or Twitter, Philadelphia Inquirer, or The Washington Post.
All right. New York Times, Philadelphia Inquirer, and I guess CNN.
CNN. So CNN, New York Times, and Philadelphia Inquirer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $25,000, $25,000 to $35,000, $35,000 to $45,000, $45,000 to $55,000, $55,000 to $65,000, $65,000 to $74,000,
$75,000 to $100? Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your participation. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
That's wrong. I think it's...